This is Healing Justice, a podcast bridging conversations at the intersections of collective healing and social change. I'm your host, Kate Werning, and each week we share a conversation with a powerful leader and an accompanying audio practice to help resource you in your leadership and the well-being of you and your people. In this practice, you are joining Janae Taylor, who is part of the Healing and Safety Council of BYP 100, for a personal practice in compartmentalizing in a healthy way. It is super simple, and I really love this one. You don't need any specific supplies or kind of space. You can just listen and participate with Janae from wherever you are. So Janae Taylor is a daughter of medicine folks and firefighters and is living as a Black girl storyteller, shapeshifter, and visionary. Janae is most curious about the practice of joy and sustenance needed to live extraordinary and is a founding member of the BYP 100 Healing and Safety Council, or the HSC. The HSC is a body of members that are dedicated to cultivating and supporting self-determined forms of healing, cultural production, and harm reduction. They exercise the conceptual tenets of a healing justice framework and activate that work through creative healing practice that focuses on prevention, intervention, and transformation. You can hear more from Janae and the other members of the National HSC in the episode prior to this one, and also the set of episodes before that, where they talk about preventional healing and accountability and also interventional healing and accountability. So let's get to practicing together. Here's Janae.
Peace. My name is Janae, and this is a practice for compartmentalizing in a healthy way. And this is for free. So here we are. I learned this practice a little bit from Thich Nhat Hanh, and I mixed it up with some things I've learned myself in therapy, and so I want to offer it to you all. When I think about moments when I've been easily distracted or weighed down with what feels overwhelming, the situations I'm dealing with, whether it's my family, people in the organizing world, situations, whatever they are, sometimes I feel overwhelmed by them. And so I like to take a minute wherever I'm at and try to be still. So for this exercise, I'm going to ask that wherever you are, just try to be still as you can for a moment. My favorite place to do this exercise is when I'm filling up my water bottle, because it takes a while at a water fountain sometimes. Well, I work in a public school a lot, and it takes a long time for that water to get inside that water bottle. So I try to do this there. I tell myself to take a deep breath in and say, "I am inhaling." And on my exhale, I say to myself, "I'm exhaling." I do this 7 times. So let's try this together. I am inhaling. I'm exhaling. I'm inhaling. I'm exhaling. I am inhaling. I'm exhaling. I'm inhaling. I'm exhaling. I'm inhaling. I'm exhaling. All right. Now, I like to say to myself, thank you for taking some time for yourself. And so I'll repeat that. Thank you for taking some time for yourself. After doing an inhale and exhale practice, I'll then sometimes still be overwhelmed by what is happening inside of me. And I have to remind myself what I am doing at this moment is inhaling and exhaling and standing at the water fountain. the circumstance that I am thinking about is in the past or is in the future. I thank you, ancestors, for giving me the tools to survive, to thrive, and to conquer whatever is in front of me. I thank you for the love. I position myself at a posture of gratitude for this circumstance and the situation. And then I wave to the situation and I say, hey, I'm going to designate some time for you. And I put some time on my calendar and I put it there to deal with. And I continue to remember that what is in front of me is real. And at that time, I'll deal with that. I find that calendaring things, I think that's the way you say it, is the best way for me to deal with things. Sometimes it is very challenging to figure out how to deal with a situation that is happening interpersonally. However, I know if I set aside some time between X and Z to deal with it, that it will be dealt with. And I also ask and then I invite the person that I would like to be in relationship with in this conversation to deal with that at that time as well. Or for us to find a time that works for both of us. This is a practice for me to deal with what is in front of me. And to remember that I have the ability to deal with everything that comes my way. And by calendaring it, I can put it at a time, I set aside time to deal with it. And it doesn't overwhelm me at the moment that I don't have time to deal with it. I have to deal with what is actually in front of me. And at that moment, usually when I'm doing this, I'm in front of a water fountain, putting water in my bottle. And that is what is real in that moment. As is right now, where you are listening to this, this is what is real. This is what is happening in your life. Right here. So many times I find myself consumed with situations that are not actually in front of me. They're in my mind, the things that have happened, that are going to happen. There are sometimes I'm having a conversation with myself about what I think could happen based on a certain circumstances. I tell myself that this person's character is going to show up this way. And I have to remind myself and come back to myself and say, hey, that is not what is happening. What is happening is what is in front of me. Deal with what you have. Put into a container the things you can deal with later. And then I go back to breathing. Let's do it again. And on this time, I want to make sure that your exhale is longer than your inhale. All right? I'm inhaling. I'm exhaling. I am inhaling. I am exhaling. I am inhaling. When you're ready, give yourself some gratitude and remember that you are loved and you are cared for, and it would be so cruel if you were not given the tools you needed to survive and thrive and honor your craft and the gift of your life. May the blessings of all the things that are healthy and whole and working in your favor be with you. Peace.
Thank you so much, Janae, for sharing that powerful and clear exercise with us. You can download the corresponding conversation to hear more about interventional healing and accountability practices, aka what to do when harm does occur in your organization. Janae, along with Kai Green, share about how they've built out intentional practices that anticipate potential harm, how they use role plays and scenarios to come to agreements and processes together before situations happen, and their commitment to supporting and including harm doers in their restorative processes. also the set of episodes before this one, which is Conversation in Practice number 26, showcase our first conversation with the BYP 100 HSC, which focuses on prevention work that supports healing and accountability. So you can check that out as well. You can always sign up to stay in touch with us and check out past episodes at healingjustice.org. Follow us on Instagram at Healing Justice, like Healing Justice Podcast on Facebook, and converse with us on Twitter at HJ Podcast. If you feel moved to give an offering in reciprocity and gratitude for this practice and the conversations that you hear here, you can do so by contributing as a sustainer at patreon.com/healingjustice or via the one-time donation link at healingjustice.org, or you can find it in the show notes. This whole project runs off of free will offerings, so it means a lot when you give and also when you share and subscribe, rate, and review in whatever podcast app you're listening to us. This episode was generously edited by Sonia Hansen and mixed and produced by Zach Meyer at The Coal Room. Thank you for your commitment to building movements that liberate all of us. Hear you next week.